Seder Snippets is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Ado Bas Yehuda Tzvi. Tonight we'll finish up the third Halleluka following Ashrei, Kapitel Kuf Mem Ches. We last left off, Bacharim V'gam Silos, Zekenim Imne Arim. We pointed out that it's incongruous, it's not consistent. It describes Bacharim V'gam Silos, it says young men and also young women, and then Zekenim, the older, more senior, Im Ne Arim, with. Why not gam for both or im for both? And we quoted the Chidah, because when it comes to the Bacharim and Besulos, when it comes to the young men and women, it's gam. They're both praising Hashem, but not integrated, not to get. None of you laughed at my joke, but I got a nice text from somebody who thought it was funny about why we keep them separate, what it might lead to. So that was one pshat of the Chidah, why we keep them apart. Another pshat, the Bacharim and Gam Besulos, is the Gemara says that for the world to exist with balance, with equilibrium, we need masculinity and femininity. We need both, separate but equal. Each contributes what it needs to. And therefore, that is the description here, is the unique feminine energy that praises Hashem versus the masculine energy that praises Hashem. And the moment that we deny or blend or integrate the two and deprive the world of the distinct praise that each offer Hashem, then we are doing a disservice. Zekenim im na'aram, what does it mean, the older with the younger? So there's a difference. Zekenim na'aram, those who are more seasoned in life, have a perhaps deeper perspective. We have a halacha, we have a mitzvah, they say v'atakum, v'adarta p'nei zakein. Zakein stands for zekana chachma. It's a person who life alone gives a person certain wisdom and certain experience. Gemara has a discussion how the halacha applies only to a person who is more senior, who also is more virtuous, more righteous, or does seniority and age and chronology alone, does that alone demand a certain respect? How do you understand that age alone? Because the more experience, there's a wisdom you get from books and there's a wisdom you get from life. And simply getting to a certain point in life has earned someone wisdom which is worthy and deserve of respect and of honor. So Zekenim in this context means Zekana Chachma, those who have acquired a wisdom and a knowledge, a depth and an insight. Those who perhaps have a past which informs their present. Na'aram, the young people, on the other hand, it's all about optimism and the future. It's all the promise and the potential. There's an energy, an enthusiasm, a vibrancy of youth, which sometimes one graduates from, psychologically, emotionally, or even physically, simply struggles to be able to preserve and to maintain. So these are two paradigms or perspectives of life, not just of age. And that's what David HaMelech is saying, Zekenim im na'arim, the two blend and they mold to create one united, one unified praise and lauding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash finds another connection. These words, Niskav Shemo Levado. Niskav Levado. Does it sound familiar from anywhere else? So we know that Yaakov Avinu, the Torah describes, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, Yaakov was alone. And the Medrash connects that phrase of Vayivaser Yaakov Levado with the ultimate future when V'niskav Hashem Levado. That word, Levado, Yaakov was alone, and here V'niskav Hashem Levado. And perhaps that's this notion of V'niskav Hashem Levado, he will be exalted alone, means the outer and the inner, the past and the future, the depth with the excitement. All of it will be not conflicting, there'll be no tension between them, but it will all be integrated, there'll be a synergy, it will be united in the service and the praise of Hashem, it'll all come together. V'niskav Hashem Levado, that in this time of the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu Levado alone, in a united way, the integration of all the other elements that are working together are praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu, all unified and united together as one. And then we conclude, Ya'alu Hashem, Hashem ki niskav Shemo Levado, as we just said, Hodo Alar Tashamayim Vayar and Karen Li Amo, that a description that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's splendor covers earth and heaven, Eretz v'Shamayim, now in that order. How is man greater? Vayar and Karen Li'amo, man is so great. Hashem lifts, exalts the horn of His people. What does that mean that we're so great? So the Hafla in the Sefer Panim Yafu says the following. We know that a Jewish soul is even higher, is even more elevated than angels. When angels ask, Aye makum kvodo, where is the place of God's glory? Where can one access or find Hashem? Klal Yisrael answer, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li Olam Va'ed. And that's what Chazal, the Magen Avraham, quotes it in Siman Tofresh Yotes, that Moshe Rabbeinu took away this expression, this clause, this phrase from the angel. He usurped it, he took it for the Jewish people. And all year long, when we're less than angels, we whisper Yom Kippur. When we are even greater than an angel, we say it Bekoram, we say it out loud. That's what David HaMelech means, says the Afla, Hodu al Eretz v'Shamayim v'yaren keren la'amo. What does it mean that he raised the horn for his people, that he elevated us? Not just to mean that we are elevated in general, we're elevated even higher than the angels. They are omed, we're a mahalich. We are not fixed. We learn, we grow, we evolve, we change, we elevate, we praise Hashem. And when we do so successfully, we can reach heights. We can reach higher levels, even greater, even higher than an angel. And we conclude, Vayaren Keren Le'amot, Hilal L'chol Chasidav, Levnei Yisrael, Am Krovo. The Kodesh Baruch Hu raises the horn of his people for the glory of all of his faithful ones. For who are those faithful ones? The Jewish people. And how are we described? We're described as being Krovo. We are close to him. By the way, going back a moment, Kineskav Shemo Levado. It doesn't say Kineskav Hashem. It says Kineskav Shemo. It means Yehallelu Hashem Hashem. All of those here on earth. We spoke about the four elements of earth, from the inanimate to the vegetative world, to the animal, to the man. All of us are praising Hashem, but we're temporary, we're fleeting, we're finite, we're imperfect, we fail. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who is exalted, who's permanent, who's infinite, who lives forever. So Kineskav, what is elevated, what is permanent, is Shemo, his name. We, who praise him, are not. But his name, which is the reflection or the symbol of his, says the Radak, that is permanent and that is forever. The Griz Ravelva, along with this, points out that Lekamidi de la Remizia Baraisa, the Gemara Taina says, there's nothing that's not hinted to, that's not alluded to in the Torah itself. And there Rashi says, Hachumashu Yisod Neviim Uksuvim, that whatever appears in Neviim Uksuvim can be traced back, that there is a precedent in the Chumash and the Torah itself. So says Ravelva, the Birsker Rav, that's what David HaMelech is saying here. How does he end? Who will be elevated and exalted even higher than angels when we fulfill our potential and when we are pursuing the mission for which we are created? Then we are Am Krovo. Where did David HaMelech get this expression? Am Krovo, a nation who are close to him. So he got it from the Pasuk in Dvarim. Umi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav kashem elokeinu. Who is such a great nation that God is so close to them? So the Torah itself describes the precedent of describing the Jewish people as Krovim Elav. We are close to him. We have a greater access. We can feel a more intense sense of his presence. And therefore, David HaMelech concludes this capital with that description, relying on the precedent of Torah, that we are an Am Krovo.